It's the first Friday in September, and with me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon Martin, the editor of What's Up, the entertainment tabloid found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers every Friday. Welcome back.
You know, it has been a great week.
Has it? Good.
It turned into September.
It did. And?
And I got to talk to Nancy Wilson.
Of Heart?
Of Heart. And I can't decide if it made me feel better or worse.
Why is that?
Well, you know, their music was the soundtrack for about half of my teenage angst.
Mm-hmm.
Meatloaf was the other half. Nancy Wilson is 56.
Well, if you think about it, that seems about right.
I try not to think about it. But it's kind of interesting to find out that her heart is now in the same place that, you know, the rest of us have moved on to. She's a mom.
Mm-hmm.
She describes herself as a mother who has a rock career and a traveling summer job. She's married to Cameron Crowe.
The director?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And they have 10-year-old twin boys. And so the kids have been out with her, and Ann Wilson has a 12-year-old boy. So the kids have all been out with him this summer on tour, and it's just a mom thing. And she sounds very settled and at that place in her life.
So does Heart only kind of tour in the summer then, when the youngsters aren't in school?
Well, they're on tour right now because they have a new CD coming out that will be out in plenty of time, in fact, is out now, for their performance Sunday at Downstream Casino up by Joplin.
Heart in concert.
The new CD is called Red Velvet Car, and it reflects that age change because it's much more about going home than leaving home.
See.
There's a song called Queen City that's about Seattle, where they grew up. There's a song called Hey You that's about the arc of a love affair and how maybe you have gratitude for the things that were and the things that weren't. And there's a song about their great, 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 great grandmother.
That's a lot of greats right there.
And a song called Sunflower that's Nancy's tribute to Anne. They said the best reaction they've had from audiences so far is that a new song starts and all the old fans stand up to go get a soda and then they sit back down.
Hmm.
They will be at Downstream on Sunday evening. Gates at 6:30, show at 8. Tickets start at $20 and downstreamcasino.com.
All right.
Also this weekend, which means we're going to fly now, folks, Theater Squared is doing a show called The 39 Steps.
Closely related to the 1935 Hitchcock film.
Except with four actors playing something like 140 characters. Actually, one actor plays the lead. The female actor plays three or four roles,
right. And
the other two play the other 136.
Sometimes changing instantly on stage.
So it should be great fun. The 39 Steps, 7:30 today, 2 and 7:30 tomorrow, 2 Sunday, and continuing again for two more weekends starting on Thursdays. Tickets start at $22 at the Nadine Baum Studios across from the Walton Arts Center. And if you happen to be under 30, like Kyle and I are,
you get a deal.
You get a deal. If you are one of the first 30 under 30, you get a $10 ticket.
Which is not bad.
443-5600 or theatersquared.org. Oh, we're not done.
Well, it's a holiday weekend after all.
This is the weekend of the Prairie Grove Clothesline Fair.
And it's been going on for 60, almost.
This is number 59.
59, yeah.
It's the Art Center of the Ozarks, the Prairie Grove Lions Club, and Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park. All sorts of fun arts and crafts, plus all sorts of other things. There's a parade. There's live music. There's historic battlefield memorabilia that you can see.
Square dancing.
Square dancing. And all of it is free except parking, which is $5. And you can find out more at artcenteroftheozarks.org. Hours are 8 to 5 Saturday, 8 to 5 Sunday, and 8:30 to 3 on Labor Day. Tonight is First Friday at Ozark Folkways.
Mm-hmm.
Concert, wine and cheese, and an artist reception for Efren White,
who's a fantastic songwriter.
But also a really cool sculptor. He was iced in. You know this story.
Mm-hmm.
He was iced in during the great ice storm of 2008?
Nine.
Nine. Wow. Time
flies. Right.
And so he looked around his house to see what he could do to entertain himself. And there was all sorts of scrap metal and stuff. And then there were sculptures. And they're really cool. And they'll be on show through September 21st. Ozark Folkways is between Winslow and Mount Gaylor. And you can find out more by calling 1-800-334-3791. Cross Canadian Ragweed is tonight at the Arkansas Music Pavilion in Fayetteville.
Sounds like another one where you would want to check about tickets.
Yes. They'll be joined by Reckless Kelly. Tickets are $25. Gates at 7. Again, check on that at ArkansasMusicPavilion.com. Washington County Fair continues today and tomorrow in Fayetteville with live music tonight by Howard Lester and the Boston Mountain Playboys at 7. And tomorrow, Papa Rap at 3 and Benjamin Del Shreve at 7. Steel Magnolias, one of my favorite plays, is this weekend at the Ouachita Little Theater in Mena. 7:30 curtain time, and tickets are $5 to $8.
Can't beat that.
243-0186. Better than $5 to $8, there's free music all weekend at Basin Spring Park in Eureka Springs. But tomorrow, from noon to 5, Emily Cates, Susan Shore and Michael Cochran, and Awesome Possums.
All there in Basin Park.
All you have to do is walk up and sit down.
That's pretty easy.
And Sunday night at Prairie Grove Battlefield State Park, there's a bluegrass benefit concert featuring Natural State, the Rovin Gamblers, and Crossfire from 6 to 10. And it costs $7 and goes to an organization called Big House Youth Outreach.
And Saturday night, there are going to be a lot of people wearing red walking around downtown Fayetteville.
Yeah, there's that whole piggy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First game of the season. Becca Bacon-Martin is entertainment editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.